the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is about to make your mind a place that you would actually want it to be every day of the week, including this day. He's here with his medical breakthroughs of the week with a lot of news from the world of medicine to go over a lot of things that are important, including what may be on your mind. You certainly can dial him up at 888-55-DR-KEN in a moment. Actually, why don't you, I think for people that are new to the program, Ken, you ought to go through your CV. I always love it when people, when I didn't know what a CV was, I was very impressed when people told me in Latin it was curriculum vitae.
That's what doctors call them. I know people in other fields call them something else. I'm reminded about that by my daughter all the time. And what I've done is I was an undergrad at the University of Rochester in New York. I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was in their medical scientist training program. I did a combined MD and PhD program. In about 6.5 years, I have a PhD in cardiovascular physiology, medical degree. So 2 Ivy League degrees, and I'm still normal. And 2 Ivy League doctorates, I'm still normal. And I went on to Duke. I did an internship and residency at Duke University. They taught me a hell of a lot. Very grateful to Duke University. And then I went west and I did a cardiology fellowship at the University of California, San Francisco. And if anybody's seen the movie Doc Hollywood, I'm a living, breathing Doc Hollywood. I ended up in a small town in Florida, and that's another time for another show. It's a bit of a story, but unintentionally, without knowing, fate had it. I ended up in a little town in central Florida called Mount Dora. I've been there ever since and love every moment of it, and we do wonderful things to help everybody.
All right, so 888-55, Dr. Ken, if you've got something and you're hearing this, you maybe have an attitude adjustment towards your real doctor. If you try Dr. Ken right now at 888-553-7536. In the meantime, you ought to know that Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks that are responsible for cardiol. Ken is a cardiologist, and the word cardiol go together sort of like love and marriage and a horse and carriage, Ken.
Well, did you know the leading cause of death in America is heart disease? This goes for men and women. And this is Dr. Kronhaus, and I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels, one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found that one of the best products around is all-natural cardiol, because cardiol is imported from Italy. It is subject to stricter quality control than many supplements made here in America. The result is a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days. And right now, you can get a free 30-day trial of cardiol by visiting www.cardiol.net/Ken or calling 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. You'll pay only $8.95 shipping and handling. Once again, that's cardiol.net/Ken or call toll free 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. My patients, we've seen great results with it.
All right, so again, the free 30-day trial of this amazing product that takes care of your triglycerides and your cholesterol, 888-809-6424, or you're asking for at cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net/Ken, ask for the free 30-day trial.
Well, this week we're going to kick off the show with not one, but 2 medical breakthroughs of the week. Some weeks it's a challenge to find a single medical breakthrough of the week. This week I was challenged to decide which one to kick it off with. But I'm very excited because, as we know, cigarette smoking, it causes problems from head to toe. It causes heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, and of course cancer. And I know there are so many people who are genetically wired that they just can't, no matter what they do, get off. And it would be wonderful if I had in my bag of get you off tobacco, some other ways of doing it. And I think we may have a new way. This is out of the Biological Psychiatry Medical Journal this week, that non-invasive stimulation of an area of the brain linked to addiction, it seems to temporarily ease smokers' craving for nicotine. The technique, it's a mouthful, but it's, and you're going to hear a lot about this, I'm sure. It's called transcranial magnetic stimulation. And before you pass out, realize this is non-invasive. There's no cutting. There's no needles. This is all done from the surface of your head on your scalp. And it's already approved here in America as a treatment for major depression. And maybe many of you have depression or know people who have depression but never heard of this. It's not the first line treatment, but it's for those who don't respond to all of the chemicals, all of the drugs that you're very familiar with. And after 15 minutes of transcranial magnetic stimulation, nicotine craving dipped by almost 30% on average in this study. People were shown nicotine, people enjoying smoking, and they could see these smokers just go wild and crazy and crave nicotine, and this procedure dramatically dropped the craving for nicotine. During this TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, an electromagnetic coil is placed on the scalp to create electrical currents that stimulate cells in a specific area of the brain, and as I said, the therapy is approved for hard-to-treat cases of depression that did not improve with standard treatment like antidepressants and talk therapy. This works by boosting levels of mood-regulating chemicals like dopamine. That may also be what's happening when it comes to nicotine craving, because dopamine levels do seem to dip when people are in withdrawal from a drug. This transcranial magnetic stimulation, it could be just one more tool in my smoking cessation toolbox, and I'm so excited to be able to have this as an option. TMS, it could be an option for smokers to be used along with behavioral counseling. I think that this is not going to be a standalone therapy. I think that it's going to work best when you also have behavioral counseling added to it. Based on what's known from depression treatment, transcranial magnetic stimulation does seem to be safe. This was my concern about it when I started reading about it. The main side effects are short-lived headaches and scalp discomfort. There also appears to be a small, very small risk of seizure. It happens in fewer than 1 in 1,000 patients that are treated. When TMC therapy is used for depression, one session typically costs around $300. So it's not inexpensive, but it's not horribly expensive compared to some of the other things that we do in medicine. And as I said, right now it's approved for depression. What's amazing, though, is what do you think is approved right now for me to actually prescribe for you to stop smoking? Well, the approved treatments for stopping smoking, they include the things that you may have heard about, nicotine replacement products. These are the patches and the gums, as well as some of the prescription drugs like Chantix, which can only be used in people who don't have any personality or mental issues, because then it could become a dangerous drug. Also, Zyban, Wellbutrin, one of the antidepressants, has been shown to be effective in some people in stopping smoking. These options, they're meant to be used along with behavioral counseling. That is so important. Don't forget that portion of the treatment. But amazingly, it takes the average smoker 5 or 6 serious attempts to finally quit. And in my experience, what I've learned is that the person who is going to quit successfully really has to want to quit. And next, we're going to be going over an amazing other breakthrough of this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, how gut bugs are implicated in heart attacks and strokes. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus, sharing with you over 30 years of experience in medicine. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least one time, and I guess I still take care of patients every day. I'd like to help you get to the next step. If you have a question about yourself, your spouse, the kids, your parents, the grandkids, your grandparents, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken will pay for your call. That's toll-free from anywhere in America. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. I promise you the lines are open now, but if you wait, they won't be open. We're on for 2 more hours, and I get so many emails each week frustrated that you can't get through. If you've been trying in the past, the lines were busy. They're wide open right now, so please get through so you don't get locked out. That's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. And also, I want to tell you about my website, drkenshow.com. That's drkenshow.com. You can sign up for our e-newsletter. Each week, we take a lot of the information, the medical news that I try to get to you each week, but we just run out of time. We put this together in our e-newsletter, which you can sign up, and it's still free. You can go to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Sign up in the left-hand upper corner of my website, and we'll get it to you Friday afternoon. This week, we put together what's in the medical journals the last 3 months on your doctor's desk. These are the journals your doctor reads each week. This is the latest news related to women's health. Each week we pick a topic, and this is information that I doubt you've noted, that you've heard yet, but it's practical information you can quickly add to your lifestyle and help you improve the quality of your life, maybe help you even live longer. And along the way, we're going to answer all your calls at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. And again, the website is drkenshow.com. I am stock full of information this week about the medical news, and I'm going to help answer your calls. We went over the first medical breakthrough of the week this week, and it's a new way to help people get off of cigarette smoking. It's called transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's already approved for depression that does not respond to typical drugs. You may want to ask your doctors about this, get them reading about this, because I think this is going to be very helpful in the future. And if you've been trying to get off of cigarettes, this is another option, because I have many patients who have tried it all and nothing has worked. And next, what I'm going to be talking about is another very important medical breakthrough of the week. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine about how gut bugs are implicated in heart attacks and stroke. This is a new way of looking at why heart attacks occur, because so many people don't have the traditional risk factors of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, blood sugar. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, answering your calls at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN, bringing you up to date on all the health news, the practical breakthroughs in the medical journals this week, translated into easy-to-understand language. Imagine a doctor who can talk in a language he can easily understand. Let's kick off the festivities in Gordon, Georgia, and welcome Kenneth. What a great name. Kenneth, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi.
How are you doing today? Thank you, Doctor. I listen to you almost every Saturday morning for as long as I can.
So well, thank you.
It's very. You know, I had a couple of things. I had my wife is at, she's 78 in a nursing home now because she needed the skilled care, and she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's February a year ago. Not bad, just the loss of short-term memory, but she had a stroke in June. Due to some Coumadin she was having to take and it got out of whack and has pretty well recovered, not totally from the stroke, still can't walk without help. But I guess I was, one thing that's kind of peculiar to her in Alzheimer's, and I wanted you, you would comment generally on Alzheimer's in general, but she remembers everything prior to the stroke. Every person she ever knew, she knows as well now as she did then. But nothing since. There's zero short memory, totally, you know, erased. The son can visit her on Monday morning, and 2 hours later she won't remember that he was ever there. But of course she knows him and everything.
Yeah,
and I had a second thing I want to throw in so I don't forget it. We have a nurse that's nursing with her who had to have her thyroid taken out at an early age. I think she's only 40 now. And she is low, low energy. And I was talking to her one day. She said, well, the doctor told me I was supposed to take something every day, and I don't always do it, and you know, and so on. So I wanted to leave those two things with you.
Sure. We can talk about thyroid replacement, but let's first talk about Alzheimer's disease. Your wife sounds like she is pretty lucky, has a great guy there. And, you know, at first, with Alzheimer's disease, you get this increasing forgetfulness or mild confusion, and it may be the only symptom of Alzheimer's disease that you notice, but over time, it just takes away more and more of your memory, especially these recent memories. Memory's a fascinating thing, Ken, because there's long-term memory that the brain processes, and then it processes shorter-term memory a lot differently. And somebody can remember things that happened 70, 80 years ago, but they can't remember something that happened 70 or 80 minutes ago. And this is because these memories, the new memories that need to be processed, just don't occur well in the Alzheimer's patient, whereas the memories that are already formed take a lot longer to get rid of and decay. I guess what you're wondering about is what can be done about your wife.
If anything, I'm not so sure that hers is the same. I guess it is, but as I said, she remembers everything prior to the stroke.
Right. She may have had...
Which happened last June, and, right. and absolutely nothing since.
Well, she probably, unfortunately, had some permanent damages, and that's what a stroke is to the brain, in the areas selectively of the brain where new short-term memories are formed before they get processed completely into long-term memory. And this is the part of the brain, unfortunately, it sounds like, that was affected by the stroke. Right now, what is so important is just getting your wife into a safe environment. This is a very important part of treating effectively the Alzheimer patient. There are some drugs. There's two basic categories, the so-called cholinesterase inhibitors. These are drugs such as Aricept, Exelon, and then there's another group of drugs. They work on another brain cell communication network. This is Namenda. And sometimes we take, you know, one from column A, one from column B. Sometimes we take one from both of these groups and combine them. But you want to create a safe and supportive environment for your wife. Even exercise, whatever she could do. Maybe she could work with a physical therapist. This can be so important. And I just can't over stress the importance of good nutrition, high-calorie, healthy shakes and smoothies, and also water, juice, and other healthy beverages are so important in trying to make the best of what can be a very challenging situation. You also asked me about the thyroid, which is a gland that sits on the top of the neck. This is, I call it, the boiler of the body. It's involved in metabolism. It affects from head to toe how cold or warm you feel, how fast or slow your heartbeat goes, and how well you metabolize, gain or lose weight. And if she had her thyroid removed, she needs to be taking thyroid replacement. Usually this can be a curable problem. When you have low thyroid, we can just give you back what your body's not making. But it's very important that you take this every day. You don't take thyroid replacement every other day. It's taken every other day, a strict dose. You have to have your blood levels checked, and this needs to be monitored very, very carefully. Ken in Gordon, Georgia, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Good luck with your wife, and great questions. So we have some lines open, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, and I promise you when we come back, we'll talk about these gut bugs that were implicated in heart attacks and strokes this week in the New England Journal of Medicine on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, DrKenShow.com, next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Ken Kronhaus, waiting your calls. I want to help you get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor, you know it's revolving door medicine. You're in and out before you know it, and many people leave a lot of their questions unanswered, and you're in the parking lot. Why didn't I ask the doctor that? Here's your opportunity, and you may have heard solutions that you didn't like. You were looking for a gentler, kinder, easier way. I use evidence-based solutions to any of your healthcare questions. I'll help you get to the next step. I'll share with you over 30 years of being a physician at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in the country. Little waiting, no paperwork, no bill. What could be better? 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. All you have to do is dial that number, and Michael, my producer, will help you get on, and we'll answer your question. We just ask you to get that question down to a nice, pithy, easy to understand, simple question, and I'll try my best to hit it over the fence and give you some solutions that you didn't think about. You can give me the hard ones, the easy ones, and we'll take them all. Let's go to Rapid City, South Dakota, and welcome Robert to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Robert. Come on into my medical office on the radio.
Thank you, Ken. I listen to you every Saturday. I had a pacemaker put in 4 years ago.
Yes.
And when I was doing the stress test, they found out that I had atrial fibrillation, and they went through a lot of stuff, and then they ended up implanting one of these pacemakers in.
Atrial fibrillation.
Right, atrial fibrillation. And then I had that pacemaker checked every once in a while, and last week I went in and they said that my arterial fibrillation is back again, and they wanted to do a cardioversion on me, and then my cardiologist, we haven't set it up yet, but we're going to. And I was listening to you earlier, and I take a thyroid 60 mg, and I went into my internist several years ago and told him I felt a little tired, fatigued, and he checked me out. And he said, well, your thyroid's a little low, and maybe you should take this pill. And he's been giving me this pill ever since, and then I read where this pill can even cause the
too much of that pill. An overactive thyroid or too much thyroid medicine can cause atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is the most common abnormal electrical abnormality of the heart. It's the upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms, and it's more common as you get older. And the problem with atrial fibrillation is that clots can form in the upper portion of the heart and then be propelled, transmitted to your brain and cause a stroke. Are you on blood thinner, Robert?
Yes, I am.
What are you on?
I'm on Coumadin.
Okay.
Or Warfarin.
Yeah, that's the generic, fine. And I hope you're
I'm 84 years old.
And just getting your levels checked. And I hope your INR, which is a measure of how thin or thick your blood is, between 2 and 3. And is your heart rate, I imagine you have a pacemaker, so I imagine your heart rate is not beating too quickly, right?
I think the bottom
of your heart, the ventricle.
I'm not sure of that.
How are you feeling?
I feel a little tired. Like I walk, and then when I come up a little hill to our place, I just sort of feel tired.
Robert, when you are in atrial fibrillation as opposed to normal, regular sinus rhythm, you do feel a little less energetic?
Yes, that's
well. What happens is, some people are very aware of it. Some people have no idea they're in it. But what happens is you lose the so-called atrial kick, which provides a little bit extra pumping down into the bottom of your heart, which then propels all of the blood out to your body. So there might be a little less blood being pumped out, and that's why your doctor is willing to give it one try to try to get you back into regular rhythm. Hopefully your heart will then beat in a more orderly manner and pump more blood out and you not be so tired. But the other, you know, there's a lot of reasons. There's a laundry list from the ceiling, from the floor to the ceiling of reasons why you can be tired. Anemia, that's low red blood cell count, low potassium, low heart rate, low thyroid, low output of blood, and even a circulation to the problem to the heart. You had a stress test and they were indirectly looking at the plumbing to the heart. That's why we do stress tests. And I was just wondering, was the stress test okay?
That I don't know. Well, when I started the stress test a few years ago, they suggested that I go on this, they put in a pacemaker.
Well, I just hope, ask your doctor before they go in and shock you and start working on the electrical system of the heart, make sure that they know that the plumbing system is adequate. And that's what they were looking at when they were checking out your stress test. There are other ways to look at the plumbing of the heart. You can do a CT angiogram. That's this wonderful new procedure where non-invasively we can see the coronaries that sit on top of the heart. Instead of doing an invasive diagnostic cardiac catheterization when we think it's low likelihood that you're going to need stenting or bypass surgery. But make sure before they go in and shock you that they have adequate circulation to the heart and that the plumbing is okay. Robert in Rapid City, South Dakota, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Thanks for those very, very kind comments. There's these gut bugs that were implicated this week as a cause of heart attacks and strokes. This comes out of the very believable New England Journal of Medicine, because thousands of heart attack victims every year in America, they have none of the notorious risk factors before their crisis. That means they have no high cholesterol, no unhealthy triglycerides, no high blood pressure, no high blood sugar. They're an ideal body weight. They may not smoke. And this is very challenging to try to explain these things to people. Often there's a genetic or family history, but sometimes you don't have any of the classic risk factors. And now the search for the mystery culprit has turned up some surprising suspects. The trillions, that's with a T, of bacteria and other microbes living in the human gut may be the cause. Because these scientists, very interestingly, at the Cleveland Clinic this week, report that Some of the bugs turn lecithin. This is a nutrient in egg yolks, liver, beef, pork, and of all things, wheat germ. So let me read you this list again. Egg yolks, liver, beef, pork, and wheat germ into an artery-clogging compound. It's called TM, M as in Mary, TMAO. You're going to hear a lot about this TMAO in the future. They also found that blood levels of TMAO predict heart attack, stroke, or death, and they do so independent of all of these classical risk factors we just talked about. And this suggests a TMAO test could enter the arsenal of blood tests that signal possible cardiovascular problems in the future. So I think we may start measuring this in the future, this TMAO, and it might identify people who are at risk for heart attacks and strokes despite having no other risk factors. And you probably know a few people like this who've had these events and they've had no risk. The discovery also suggests a new approach to preventing these horrible cardiovascular events, and that's altering the gut bacteria so they churn out less of this TMAO. Someone with high levels of TMAO could reduce their cardiovascular risk by eating fewer egg yolks and less beef and pork. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to measure this so we won't have to tell everybody you have to stop eating this, and we can just selectively help those who are most affected. So just as statins control unhealthy cholesterol, prebiotics, those are compounds that nurture healthy gut microbes, or what most of you have heard about, the probiotics. These are different than the prebiotics. The probiotics, these are the good bugs themselves. They might control this unhealthy TMAO. But for now, however, no one knows which prebiotics or probiotics might do that. And in fact, this is a little concerning. In one study recently, actually, probiotics increase TMAO producing bacteria, and this is obviously not what we want. So neither will popping antibiotics work because the bacteria become resistant to the drugs. So developing compounds that crimp the ability of the bacteria to turn lecithin into TMAO is where I think most likely there's going to be great success in the future in lowering the risk of all of us getting the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks, and the number one disabler of American strokes. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Next on Good Day Health, we're going to talk about this new bird flu strain, which appears to be one of the most lethal flu viruses ever discovered. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Dog owners, ever wonder what kind of breeds make up your mutt, or whether your purebred is actually pure? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Until recently, finding the answers was unreliable guesswork based on visual cues, but it's information that's important to properly care for our pets. Now dog owners can get valuable DNA-based insights with Wisdom Panel 2.0, a new do-it-yourself DNA test to help explain a dog's unique appearance, behaviors, and training needs. Once the breed mix is identified, owners can create a customized training, exercise, or nutrition program. Dr. Angela Hughes, Veterinary Genetics Research Manager at Mars Veterinary.
Wisdom Panel 2.0 allows owners to learn so much more about their family pets. With just a simple cheek swab, dog owners can identify the separate breeds in a mixed breed dog, inform the ancestry of a designer dog, or certify a suspected purebred dog.
For more on canine DNA testing, visit wisdompanel.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we're in our sixth year of syndication of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We're so glad you're here. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you supporting our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't do this. And I want to tell you, I do read all of your email, and I apologize. There's no way I can answer all your questions. I wouldn't be able to take care of my patients. I get so much of it, but I promise you, I read every single one. And I want to just thank the amazing comments that an ER nurse in Wisconsin, you know who you are. You told me you've been listening so long. I want to thank you personally for the comments you made, and hopefully this week you have a big smile on your face. The lines are open, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll-free from anywhere in America. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your questions. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. There's just about nothing I haven't seen at least once in medicine. I'd love to help you get to the next step. You want to talk to me about anything, even sex, if I can reassure you about your problem, that is so important. And anyone who poo-poos that, you've been blessed with good health. You've never had a health problem. But if you do have one now, or someone you know has one, and I can somehow just lessen the burden of it, I'd love to help you. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's one of the things I find most satisfying as a physician, just giving people peace of mind. It can be priceless. And I want to mention something I do need to give you peace of mind about, because the media is making a field day of this, and I don't want to add to it. I want to put it in perspective. There is a new bird flu strain. It's killed about 22 people in China, and just this morning it's been reported in another part of China, and it's one of the most lethal of its kind, and it transmits more easily to humans than another strain that killed hundreds of people back in 2003. You can hear a lot about it. It's called H7N9. You know, each one of these flu viruses, they get different numbers, and that's the one that's associated with this guy, H7N9. It's infected 108 people in China. A few more were just reported since it was first detected in March. There's no evidence so far of the most worrisome scenario, which is of sustained transmission between people. This is an evolving situation. The virus is definitely one of the most lethal influenza viruses that have been seen so far. There has been a dramatic slowdown of cases, though, in the commercial capital of Shanghai, where this all started. The evidence suggests that the closing of the live poultry markets is an effective way to reduce the risk. My only advice is I would stay out of Shanghai. If you're going to China, I would stay away from the poultry and the birds. And I wouldn't really, you know, get to, you have other things to be concerned about. Hopefully the CDC is way on top of this, watching this. The doctors have to just be vigilant about it and report anything that they see, and hopefully we're working on a vaccine for this so we can stay way ahead of this and it doesn't become a big issue. And don't let the media get you all scared about this. I'll stay on top of this. I'll continue to report it, and I'll keep you up to date. And I think that's as much as we know. This is an evolving story. Next, I want to talk about whether you agree or oppose a soda and candy tax. Should the role of the government be to influence what we eat and drink to make healthier choices. I want to know your opinion. There was a big poll from Harris Interactive published this week. I'd love to hear what you think, whether this is a role for government. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. If you call right in now, we'll put you front in line. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow.
Dr. Ken, and I think Doug is there.
855 Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for the importing of Cardiol. You'll be thankful that Dr. Ken found Cardiol. Here he is to explain how it works and why you need it.
Thanks, Doug. Did you all know the leading cause of death in America is heart disease? This is for both men and women. And I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels. And one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is this cholesterol. And as a cardiologist, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help all of my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found that one of the best products around, before you get any plaquing in your circulation and you just want to get those numbers down, is this all-natural Cardiol. Because Cardiol is imported from Italy, it is subject to stricter quality control than many supplements made just right here in America. The results: a more potent product, free of contaminants, and my patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days. And right now, you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol by visiting, here's the website, www.cardiol.net/Ken. I'll give you the website again, and I'll give you a phone number. The website's www.cardiol.net. That's cardiol.net/Ken. Or calling, here's the toll-free number, 888, that's 888-809-6424. It's an easy number, 888 800-809-6424. It's toll free, and you'll pay only $8.95 shipping and handling. And once again, that's Cardiol, cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N, or call toll free 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. This is a very nice solution for those who have yet to form plaques inside the circulation to their heart. 1-888-55-DR-KEN is the way to get to me. And I was wondering if anybody thinks that the government should play a role to influence what we eat and drink to make healthy choices. There was a poll that came out this week from Harris Interactive Health Day. And what they discovered, and I'd love to hear what you think. Maybe we'll pick this up more in the second hour. But most Americans are not sweet on the idea of soda and candy taxes. And many doubt the bigger price tags would trim the national waistline. And that's the finding of this new Harris Interactive Health Day poll. It was released this past week. And in the online survey of more than 2,100 adults, respondents were opposed. They were against government taxes on sugary drinks and candy by more than a 2-to-1 margin. That's a huge margin in a poll. And between 56% and 58% said no to such taxes, while only 21 to 23% were in favor. So this is a big discrepancy between what the people think and what those in power who are making health care policy think. I'd love to hear what you all think about this. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I think we may have time. We'll do the best here. Gene in Burlington, Iowa, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken with the clock breathing down my back.
Right, it is. I'll make this quick then. Have you heard of the book Dr. Mary Newport wrote, What If There Was a Cure? And it's about using pure coconut oil in your cooking and even melting it and putting it in a drink.
Yeah, I like coconut. It's a good source of fat for many people around the world, and it does have a lot of food and medical and industrial benefits. And the only issue is that it does have some a fair amount of saturated fat. I think in moderation, it's something that you can add. What do you think about it?
Well, it sounds really good. I was wondering if you do use fish oil, should you take the tablets, fish oil tablets as well?
I recommend that you have a serving of fish. And if on the days you don't have a serving of fish, I think it's a great idea to try some fish oil. Gene in Burlington, Iowa, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. The website is drkenshow.com. We have another great hour coming up. More new information we'll be giving out. But if you want to sign up for the health newsletter, it's still free at drkenshow.com. You can email me there. And I'm here each week at this time for 2 hours. I'd be glad to help you out. 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.